Ross said, I said, do you need your fingernails cut? And he said, no, my fingernails are already cut. Evidently, they had cut his fingernails at preschool.
Fighting on TV.
Ross said, that other man turned into a bad Hulk, and Dr. David Banner turned into a good Hulk. And I said, oh, there was a bad Hulk and a good Hulk. And he said, there lived a bad Hulk, and there lived a good Hulk, and that bad Hulk and good Hulk was fighting on TV. Right?
Yeah, and I saw those guys, and I saw those guys fighting on TV next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did they do last year?
They did go fight.
I see. Very interesting. Okay. Ross says, no way, Jose, a lot, by the way. He's always talking about no way, Jose, when something's not right. And he was leaning over to pick up a penny in the car, and he said, I'm picking it up, he said, I'm picking up my penny. And also then he was, for a while, going back and forth and saying, if it's dark, we can go to Delma's house. If it's not dark, we can't go to Delma's house. He was going back and saying that several times, and then I said, well, if it's Saturday, we can go to Delma's house, but if it's not Saturday, we can't. And Ross said, it's Monday, we can't go to Delma's house. Ross said, wait for me and I better come with you.
This is about Peter.
Oh yeah, this is about the kitty cat? He's reading a book about Peter Rabbit. Is that Peter Rabbit? Let me see. Oh, that's Tom Kitten, right.
Yeah, but really
Peter's ghost, by the way, is our cat.
The ghost went right there, the cat went over. The big cat went to the little cat.
A little cat? What is a little cat called?
It's called Misager.
A little cat is called a kitten.
A big cat named Cat.
And what's a little dog called?
Puppy.
What's a big dog called?
Dog.
Big
puppy. Big puppy.
And what's the little horse called?
Big little baby.
It's called a pony.
Baby.
A pony.
Baby.
And you know what a baby cow is called?
What? Donkey.
No, a calf.
Calf?
Why? Baby cow is a calf. Ross wants to know, how do this go? How does this go, Ross?
How does this go?
It goes like this. I'll show you. Put this here. This here.
Yeah.
And there's your little book.
My little book.
Uh-huh. Isn't that a nice little book?
Yeah. Will you read it to me?
Sure, I can read it to you.
Okay. It's about a Tom.
What's Tom? What is Tom? He's a little
cat.
No, a little baby
cat.
What's a baby cat?
He is named Meow.
Name's Kitten.
Kitten.
Tom Kitten.
Tom Kitten. Okay. Hey, you forgot to get this off.
Okay, let's take it off because we don't need it anymore. We'll just read the book, okay?
Okay.
This is The Tale of Tom Kitten by Beatrix Potter. Okay. And it's dedicated to all pickles, especially those that get upon my garden wall. Okay?
Tom.
What is Tom doing?
He's playing with his friend at his school.
At his preschool?
Yeah.
At the kiddie preschool?
Yeah.
And what are they doing?
They're going...
They're digging in the sand?
Yeah.
What are they eating?
They're eating sand.
No, they're McDonald's. They're eating McDonald's. They're eating the McDonald's hamburger.
McDonald's cheeseburger.
McDonald's cheeseburger? And what else?
And Coke and French fries.
And what else?
And cookies.
Right.
Bags and cookies.
Right. Okay, want me to read the story now?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, there were three little kittens, and their names were Mittens, Tom Kitten, and Moppet. Okay?
Yeah.
They had dear little fur coats of their own. And they tumbled about the doorstep. A real estate man came and Ross introduced himself. He said, "This is Mark and this is Ross," as the man came in the door. I asked Ross what the monster clothes look like, and he said, "They look like blue and they look like scary and scary and scary." In other words, they look very scary. These are the monster clothes that Superman wears, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm folding this.
You are? You're folding your little Superman shirt, aren't you?
Yeah.
Huh? Where are you going to put it?
I'm going to put it right to my underoos.
Right next to your underoos?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm folding my underoos. Now I'm wearing my Superman shirt and my underwear.
Good.
And do you know what I do with my underoos?
No, what do you do with them?
I put them on my Superman shirt.
Mm-hmm. And
then? When I count to three, it will disappear.
It will disappear?
Yeah.
You mean it will disappear?
Just disappeared.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-huh.
Please.
What's happening? Is it disappearing?
It didn't.
It didn't?
No.
I wonder why not. Maybe you have to pull it again. You do it again.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, please!
Okay.
It disappeared.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
Where did that go?
Where'd it go? Where'd the underoos go? They're gone now. Oh, did you find them?
They disappeared.
How'd they get down there?
Because they did.
How did they do it?
Because it disappeared.
Yeah, Daddy pulled it, didn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-uh. These underoos are going to disappear again because you pulled them out. It was against you. Disappeared just like last time when you pulled them out.
They disappeared.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't know where they are.
Okay, now it's time to go to bed, Ross. Okay.
No, I want to disappear again.
Mm-hmm. You want to what?
You want to disappear this again. Yeah.
You want to make it disappear?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to do?
I'm going to make it disappear.
Very good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, what did you do?
And then I disappeared.
What? What
then disappeared.
What? What did they do?
It disappeared!
It did.
Yeah!
Excellent. You did a good magic trick.
Where did they go?
I don't know. No, make these disappear.
Okay.
Put them in there. Now you do the counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where did they go?
They disappeared.
Where did they go?
Did you make them disappear?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Now what's this disappear?
That's pretty big, is that? He's trying to make his whole blanket disappear. Now. What he does is he puts him in his shirt and folds him. Ross said, I saw Sesame Street on the TV at my preschool. I did. And so he used the I did as an emphatic. That's the first time I ever heard that. By the way, today is March 16th. I'm going to be going away to Buffalo for a few days, so I probably won't have much until probably, let's see, the 21st. No. Yeah, 21st. What did Marty say?
Puppy.
Say puppy.
Well, what did he say on the tape so far?
Nothing this morning. Okay, he said say puppy. Oh, puppy. He saw the puppy, and he said say puppy. This is all on the 22nd. And then he said, what's that? Regarding some piece of food, and they said, I want that. Yeah. And then he pointed to his plate and said something like flour.
No, I said flour. He said, what the hell?
Oh, he imitated. Said, he imitated.
He
flour.
Imitated and he said flour.
Flour. Okay, fine. That's good. And also this morning, Ross said, if you get me my chicken bottle or my bottle, my chicken bottle of milk or something like that, then I'll be quiet. No, he said, please get me my chicken bottle with milk and then I'll be quiet. That's what he said. I told Ross that it wasn't good to say kick you in the butt. And I said, yeah, because I kick you in the bottom. And he said, I'll kick you in your bukkak. I'll kick you in your far-far.
And I'll kick you in your foo.
Kick you in your foo. He's making up little words.
And I'll kick you in your fort.
In your fort? Uh-huh. What else? Okay, what else?
Kick you in your hand.
Oh, I see. Okay, what else?
Kick my daddy in his hand.
Not nice, Ross. Is it nice?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Ross is looking for another sock, and he said, hey, where is the other sock I had on here? Right, Ross? You want to say it again?
Right here.
Say it again.
You want to see it? Where is the sock I had right here?
Uh-huh. Yeah, a little different that time. I'll look for it, okay?
Okay.
Ross had a sock on one hand. He wanted to put the other sock on. He said, will you hold this? Will you hold this? And then I can put this in here. Ross was amused that I got the folk dancing instead of having to meet me at the airport. Here, I'll show you where I was, Ross. Here.
What?
I went to Buffalo, right here.
Where?
Here's Buffalo.
Why?
This is where Daddy was, right here. It was Buffalo.
Mama.
Daddy was in Buffalo.
Where are you?
Right here, Buffalo.
But the buffaloes are not there.
No, and then it's not really a good word. And then Daddy came back to Denver, over here. But I went through Chicago, and Buffalo, Chicago, like that. See? That's how Daddy went, like that.
Then you went to there?
Yep.
To folk dancing?
Yes.
You went to there?
Yes.
You went to there?
Right. No, I didn't go there.
Why?
I just came back to Denver.
And why didn't I get to folk dancing?
Well, I don't know. Ross said, why didn't you get to folk dancing? He said, you had to get to folk dancing, as if he had some evidence that I had to go some way. No, that's not folk dancing either.
Where is the folk
so that's a sort of an evidential perfect. You had to have gone. What, Ross?
Where is folk dancing on my neck?
It's in Denver. Right there. We do it right here in Denver.
Why?
What?
Why is folk dancing there?
Well, because we live there, honey. You see, he thinks all the activities are in different places on the map. He doesn't realize it refers to space. He thinks it programs different activities that you do. Okay, like Celia is an activity.
Where did the Hulk stay there?
Hulk?
Yeah.
The Hulk lives in the mountains. He lives in the California mountains somewhere.
And he is long, right there?
Yes.
And he throws you away?
Throws me away?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can do that.
Why?
If he gets mad and if I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Russ doesn't do
Russ said,
that.
But if you're a good guy, he doesn't do that. Is that right?
Yeah.
I see.
Sometimes he does, but next time he doesn't.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because that good Hulk is really, really good.
He really is a pretty good guy, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is he a friend of yours?
Yeah.
How come he's your friend?
Because he is.
I see. What are you doing now?
I'm working this.
Uh-huh.
We'll close that door.
No, I think we want it open so we can have some light. You want to close it?
No.
You don't really want to close it.
No.
No.
This shower.
Okay, woman.
Where is my brand new Superman shirt?
It's in the... Well, I saw that guy named Bob on Sesame Street, and he was cute. He was so cute. Oh, he said, no, I saw that guy named Bob on Sesame Street. He sang In Your Neighborhood. He was cute, so cute. That's interesting, not only for the specification of that guy named so-and-so I've never heard before, and also from the fact that he sang a song was specified, and then being cute, so cute. There's an emphasis on something.
So we have to check out with our Hulk wallet.
Oh, the fireman's coming, so we have to check out with our Hulk wallet. Russ said, will you check out because the fireman's coming, right?
Yeah. Now,
what do we do when we check out, Russ?
We get the Hulk,
yeah.
and say to the Hulk, uh-huh. Hulk, the fireman's coming.
Yeah.
And the Hulk is going to say, okay, I'll get the fireman and throw them away.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. And what say that?
Was he mad? Is Hulk mad at the fireman?
Yeah.
What did the fireman do?
The fireman waters him.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got two Bronco horses.
You got two Bronco horses?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They hit each other.
Mm-hmm.
They hit.
Yeah.
Hit.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, do they hurt each other?
Yeah.
Well, that's not nice.
Because my Bronco horses are really good fighters.
I see. Russ said, my Bronco horse fell in the water. He was just playing along.
Da-dum.
What is he doing?
He's getting up the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Up the mountains?
Yeah.
Okay, is he on top of it now?
Yeah.
Okay, where is he?
He's right up the mountain.
I see, nice.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He falls into the water.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's a what?
A bandage.
There's a bandage? Where is it?
It's in your hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to put on your undress now?
Yeah.
Okay.
My super. Superman underwood. I like my Superman underwood.
How come?
Because I do.
Where did you hear that song?
From a teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, how does it go?
It goes, I like my Superman underwood. So I do.
It's not a real song, by the way. Okay. Ross said, if you do this, it won't came off, but if you do this, it will come off. So he used came and come. Both for come.
If it doesn't come off, then it won't come up.
Right. If it doesn't come off, then it won't come off, right? Ross called his brother Stoop, and I said, don't say Stoop to your brother. And Ross said, but he was stooping me. That is, he was acting stupidly towards me. He was stooping you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
I need a smart before the fireman comes.
Okay, can Mark have one?
He could have
the fireman yesterday.
What did the fireman do?
He could have your wallet.
Oh, with the fire drill.
My daddy, Mikey can have your lot.
Okay, right. I'll give it to him. You're gonna. He said. Ross said. I will. No. Let's leave. Let's let Cookie Monster have it right now. Okay. Cookie Monster needs it, and then I'll give it to Mark.
Okay.
First, we put all these toys away. Can you put all the toys away?
That was Monster.
That's a sailor.
Pluto.
It looks like Brutus, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like Brutus. Yeah.
And watch this. Three bottoms, floating in the air, floating up together, and never I care. When a lion came, pipe, love a pin, pop, and then they were
two
bottoms, floating in the air, floating up together, and never I care. When a lion came, Pipe, and then there were.
There was one. Ross is doing all this on his fingers. Ross said, "Oh, my money!" He found it in his wallet, and then he said, "I didn't know this was my money." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "I got it from Burger King." Is that right, Ross?
Yeah.
How did you get it from Burger King?
Because I wanted.
You won it. Excellent.
Because I wanted to go to Burger King.
Oh, because you wanted to go to Burger King?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you got money?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Which is better, Burger King or McDonald's?
Burger King.
Burger King tastes better?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you know?
This is my...
That's your Burger King money. Wonderful. It's a big... It's actually a Burger King money, I can tell that.
Yeah.
Mary asked me, was I on the phone? And I said, no, I wasn't on the phone. And Ross said, but you were on the phone when you were in your airplane. This is, he meant that he got a phone call while I was in Buffalo on a trip.
Okay.
He thought, of course, I was in the airplane all the time. I looked out the window and said, why is it springtime? And I said, because nice and warm, he said. And I don't think, I'm not sure I answered. He said, because I can go jogging? And what he meant is, oh my gosh, it's springtime. Look, I can go jogging. Right?
With my soccer shoes.
Right. Soccer shoes and with your baseball socks. Right?
Yeah.
Good.
Sock! Oh my God!
Ross is teaching Marky to say sock. He says sock, and Marky goes sock.
Yeah.
Very good, Mark.
Sock. Yeah. Sock. Yeah. Sock.
He's doing pretty good. Say K on the end, Marky. Sock. Ross, Marky was saying it right. How is Marky saying it, Ross?
He was saying cock.
No, he was saying. What did he say? How did he say sock?
Sock.
And how do you say it?
Sock!
With a K on the end. Very good, Ross. Ross said, when I get bubble gum, you ask for me. What do you mean by that, Ross?
Because I want... Mom, Mark!
What does it mean, when I get bubble gum?
Because I have money in my wallet.
Oh, I see. In other words, you want me to buy it for you?
Yeah.
Where do we buy it?
I'm at the store for me.
And how much money do you have?
I have one money.
One money?
Yeah.
You mean you have a lot of money?
One money.
Oh, you got one big money?
Yeah.
Okay, is that enough for bubble gum?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get it at the store, okay?
Yeah.
Not now, later.
No, because the store's not open.
Right. Hey, Ross. Ross said, if you start to choose the basket shoes, then I will wait for you.
Mama!
Where? What do you mean?
The basketball and the basket shoes.
Oh, okay.
The soccer shoes.
Well, but will you put your socks on first?
If you start.
Okay, I'll start you with the socks, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sit down.
Start. You start with the soccer shoes.
We have to start with the socks first.
No.
Yeah, you have to have socks on.
No.
You can't go out without socks.
Why?
You need socks under your shoes. heel?
Heel.
Not good? It's not working?
No.
There's no heel on this sock, Russ. You just put it on. No, Mark. Not funny.
Little tiny baby towel. This is a mommy towel. And this is a mom.
Daddy.
This is a mommy.
That's a daddy towel.
This is a daddy horse.
Daddy horse, right.
And...
Russ said, started this off by saying, Marky, this is a good cow. It's not a Star Wars. He's going through his plastic toys. Right here.
No, I mean, where's the little baby horse?
Oh, the little baby horse? I don't know, maybe he's down in the other drawer. Maybe he's down below. That's a small horse, but he's not the baby. The baby's down there, I think.
So this is the brother.
That's the brother, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the great big daddy brother.
Mm-hmm. Where's the little baby brother?
He's down on the under the bottom.
Under the bottom drawer. He's in the bottom drawer. Marky understands raisins, and he also says something like basins. Basins.
Zazen.
Yeah, we'll try to get a better version of what it is. Gave Ross a Tommy Tippy bottle, and Marky really wants it. He said, I want that. I want that. Right, Mark?